Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Kuf Mem He. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Yomid where it says, Lema Tnuli Bali V'esmach Imoi Tnoihi. What is this all about? So just as a short introduction, we'll go back to Kuf Mem Dalid Amid Beis. We're holding five lines from the bottom of the Yomid. It says, Tanya, we have a braisa. Mokim Shu'anohagu L'Hachzer Kiddushin Machzirin. This is referring to the good old days when they didn't have, like we have today, the Erisin and Nisuin back-to-back. Erisin, of course, is the placing of the ring on the Kala's finger and saying, Hari Atli Kodeshes. In some places, as soon as he finishes putting on the ring and he finishes that statement, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, you'll hear people saying, Mazel Tov, because now they're officially married. They're married by Erisin. But they're not married b'nisuin until after the chuppah, until after the yichud room. So we combine the two. But many, many, many years ago, they used to separate them. And in fact, the Gemara says typically it was a one-year period between the erusin and the nisuin. So during that period of time, what happens if chas v'sholem something happened and the erusin never became a consummated nisuin? Well, there are four ways that that could possibly happen. Number one, that the chosin passes away, rachman litzlan. Number two, that the kala passes away, rachman litzlan. Number three, that the chosin decides he doesn't want to go ahead and he gives a get. And number four, that the kala says, I don't want to go ahead. She can't give a get, but she can say, I'm not moving, I'm not leaving my father's home. So under any of those circumstances, the erusin will not afterwards develop into a full-blown nisuin. They'll always remain only married with a small M as opposed to married with a capital M. Anyway, the question is, what happens to the Kesef Kedushin that was given initially? And this is where we have different minhagim. Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Mokim Shinoagu Lahachzir Kedushin, Machzirin. In those Mekoimis where the custom was that they gave back the original Kesef Kedushin, in other words, in our case, the ring that the Chosin gives to the Kala, at the time of the marriage. So, since they are not consummating the marriage, the minig in many places was, give back the ring. Mokim shenagu shaloi lahachzir, but there were other makaymis, where no, it stayed with a kala and she kept it. Ein machzirin. Now, of course, the question is going to be, who's the one that reneged? Who's not going ahead? Either because they're alive and they say no, or chas v'sholem, they're on the oilam ha'emes. And therefore, the Omer of Yosef bar Abba Omar mar Ukva Omer Shmuel, that we say that the two different minhagim leishanu ele shemesi he, that she Nebuch passed away, and therefore the chosin can't move ahead. Abba Meisu, but if he died, if the chosin died, ein machzir, and then everywhere you don't have to return the kesef kedushin. My time, yichod hisha toimar, she can go and say, listen, I'm ready to consummate. It's not my fault that the chosin Nebuch passed away. Tenuli bali v'esmach imai. Bring back my baal and I will have a simcha with him. And therefore, since you cannot do it, it's not my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. Therefore, she can go and keep the kesef kedushin everywhere. That's what Rav Yosef bar Abba, well, in the name of Shmuel, that there is a minhag in some places to give it back, shemesehi. She is the hindrance, so to speak. But if it's him, then she can go and say, I'm ready, willing, and able. You have no baal for me. I'm sorry. I'm keeping the money.
And if she reneges, have a chomer then, right?
Well, we're going to talk about it. Well, we've only spoken about Meisu and Meisahi, but Meshem, we're going to talk about all four cases.
What's now, the minhag here?
The minhag in this Mismadish is that we have the right after the Erisim, we have the Nisuin, so that's not possible.
No, do you give back the ring? Or
you wouldn't give back the ring because they're going to be Nisuin. You're asking if after Nisuin, the chas v'sholem, there's a difference of opinion, which leads to a get chas v'sholem. Mm-hmm. Usually the focus is not on just the ring, the focus is on much larger matters. Mm-hmm. And sometimes so it's extortion involved, etc.
The ring before the Nisuin and the Nisuin, people when they get engaged in a war, they give presents. That's a matana, they cannot ask.
You're talking about sivlonos. Sivlonos are matanos that the chosin sends to the kala pre-Nisuin. We're going to talk about that in the Gemara in another few lines in Mi'at Hashem. It'll be your point. We're going to give you full credit in Mi'at Hashem, if I remember.
They also have matanos like a chosin shas or a watch. So
that's all part of sivlonos. Uh-huh. We're going to talk about that shortly in Mi'at Hashem, as soon as we get to it. But in the meantime, what the Gemara has told us is that there is this svara of Shmuel and this halacha of Shmuel that if it was meishu, you do not have to return the wedding ring or the pruta or whatever was given for kedushin, because she can go and say tnu li bali vi esmach imai. So now on the fourth line, skipping the top three lines, leima tnu li bali vi esmach imai tanoihi. Let us say that that is a machlokes tanoi. This idea, and we have a fairly extensive discussion about this braisa. The braisa on the surface is easy, and then you'll see what the machlokes tanoim is. Desanyama Ares is a isha, person who did just Eresin. Psula goiv masayim ve'almana mana. Meaning, what happens if the Eresin never morphed into anis, when it stopped at the Eresin stage? And Rishbam points out, we're talking about a case where the chosin wrote out a ksuba for his kala, because this is not a dover poshet. Back in Masechtas Ksubas, we had a shaila whether or not there's a ksuba for Eresin, only a ksuba for Nisuin. Says Rishbam, our Gemara is not going into that issue because it's talking about a case where the chosin said, I don't care what the minig or the requirements are, I'm giving a ksuba right now, b'shas to Eresin, that if chas v'sholem, this marriage terminates, I'm going to pay her a ksuba, 200 or 100, depending ksuba, psula, or almana. So, psula goiv masayim, the almana mana. Now, the braisa continues. Until now, we've just spoken about the ksuba. What about the original wedding ring, or the kesef kedushin? So the braisa says, like we had before, mokim shenog lahachzer kedushin machzirin, those places where they did return it. So in addition to the ksuba of her masayim or mana, she would also go and get back her original kesef kedushin. Not she. He would get back his, in other words, he would give to her the masayim and the mana, and he would go and get back the kesef kedushin for not consummating the marriage until the point of nisuin. Mokim shenoga shaloi lahachzer kedushin. But those places where the minig was not to give it back, ein machzir, she can hold on to it. So therefore, she's going to get a double bounty, if you will. She's going to go and get the mana masayim al tzuksuba, and she can hold on to the kesef kedushin. Divrei Reb Nosson. So Reb Nosson has just basically repeated what we had in the Brice on the Amud Beis. Two minhagim, some places yom machzir, some places nish machzir. Doesn't say yet in this Brice who was at fault for not going from the Eresin stage to the Nisuin stage, and that's going to be something we're going to discuss very shortly. But that's Reb Nosson. Reb Yehuda Nosi Oimer, Reb Yehuda Nosi L'choira repeats Reb Nosson virtually verbatim. And he says, Be'emes Amru. It's a dvar, it's a halacha. Whenever it says be'emes Amru, that means either it's a halacha l'moshe Sinai, or it's an established halacha, another it's established minik. The mokir shenoag l'hachzer machzir, mokir shenoag l'hachzer ein machzir. The boy said, do you see any difference between Reb Nosson and Reb Yehuda Nosi? Yeah. Reb Nosson also said, mokir shenoag l'hachzer kedusha machzir, ein machzir. Says Reb Yehuda, 1 second, be'emes Amru, mokir shenoag l'hachzer machzir. So, pretty more, Bihuda Nasi, Hanitanikam. Exactly. That's your kasha, Zigmar's kasha. Bihuda Nasi, Hainu Tainakam. Before we go on, let me just point out there is one shtickel in Nafkimina, which will become important later in the Gemara, that the Tanakama said, Mokim Shinogel Hachsir, Kedushin Machsir. Mokim Shinogel Hachsir, Kedushin Ein Machsir. Bihuda Nasi said, Mokim Shinogel Hachsir Machsirin. He leaves out the word kiddushin. So, l'choyre, there's no need for him to say kiddushin, because that's what we're talking about. You know, we're not talking about bringing kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not talking about whether an animal is geshochten properly. We're talking about kiddushin. So, l'choyre, on the surface, this is an irrelevant distinction. But we'll see later in the Gemara, in fact, it will be relevant after all. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, l'choyre, there's no machloikas. I don't understand Rabbi Yehuda Nosi in coming to say, Rabbi Nosson, I heard you, but I want you to know, Reb Nosson said the same thing. Elalav says the Gemara, I'll tell you the pshat. Tanuli bali v'esmach ima ikabinayu. Ooh, there is in fact a machlokes about this halacha, whether a woman can say, when a husband is the obstacle for consummating the marriage, whether she can go and say, I'm keeping the money because I'm waiting for the husband. He doesn't want to come, or chas v'sholom is on the oilam emes, it's not my fault, I'm holding on to the funds. That's going to be the machlokes between Reb Nosson and Reb Yehuda Nosi. How? And we're going to start the braisa again, and we're going to have to amend it slightly. How do we start the braisa? Ma'aris es isha, psula goy masayim, balmana mana. So far, word for word that we had. But now we add the following magic words. Dehodr Bei Ihu. That's Dafka when he changed his mind. Not talking about Misa, then Nebuchadnezzar he changed his mind. Aval Mesa. Mesa means if she died. Mokim Shenuagel Hachse Machzirin. Those places where they returned the Kesef Kedush and you gotta return it. Mokim Shenuagel Hachse Machzirin. Those places where the minig was not to return it. You don't have to give it back. And now says Imaravaita in part of the Chsur Mechzer. Vedavka Shemesa he that she passed away. Aval Mesu. If he passed away, hey Machzirin, then everywhere the custom was, you not have to give back the Kesef Kedushin. Why not my taima? Because yichayli hisha taima. She can go and say, it's not my fault. Mace who? He passed away. It's a real mess. Since it's a mess that he passed away.
It's a real mess.
Tanuli balavi as machima. She can go and say, what do you want from my life? Why do I have to give back the Kesef Kedushin? I'm ready to consummate. It's my fault that the chosin passed away. That's what Reb Nosson said. So Reb Nosson, therefore, does subscribe to this Tnuli Bali the Esmachim. The Yosribuda Nosi Lameimar, the Emes Omru. This is a halacha across the board. Bein Mesu, Ubein Mesehi. It makes no difference who is at fault, so to speak, in not consummating, whether it's because he died or she died. Mokshin Hag Lahaksir. See, Mokshin Hag Lahaksir. We do not allow her to say, and that's why in all circumstances, even if it's his fault, being that either he changed his mind, or Nebuchadnezzar on the Oilam Ha'emes, in all situations we say, it depends on the Minig HaMokim, and you don't say automatically, no, I'm keeping the money. So therefore, that's how the Gemara started off. Lema tenuli bal ve'esmachim oistanoihi, based on this slight emendation of the Braisa. That's in fact the machloik is between Reb Nosson and Behuda. Nosi, where Reb Nosson says, yes, she can say tenuli bal ve'esmachim oi, and the only time that we have this minik, yom machzirin, ein machzirin, if she was the one that was at fault, she passed away, le marshal. However, if it's he the one that withdrew, either because the Kodesh Baruch Hu withdrew him, or because he changed his mind, then everybody would agree that Ein Machzirin, because she can go and say, Tenuli Bali. But that's only according to Reb Nosson. That's why Reb Yehuda Nosi said emphatically, the Emes Amru, in other words, this is standard in all cases, don't start distinguishing between Mesu and Mesehi. It's always Mokshinog Lahaksir Machzirin, Mokshinog Lahaksir Machzirin, I Vosel Mitzvora, Tenuli Bali, Vyasmachimai. I don't hold of that smart.
Why would the minute be different in different places? So let's roll back now for a moment and ask, okay, so there's different minhagim, Erev Pesach, how late you work, you do malacha, you don't do malacha, but here it's a momentous issue, as it were. Mm-hmm. Why would there be a difference in different makomos, you know, why isn't it a standard across the board halacha for all Klal Yisrael?
Did you learn yesterday's lab?
I did.
Did you have this part at the end of yesterday's class?
I tried, maybe it didn't absorb. Maybe it didn't penetrate.
Because I was going to ask what a Magid Shir of yesterday, because that's really yesterday's class.
Yeah.
Today we're just elaborating that it's not just Shmuel that said it's a machloikas between the Tanoim whether it's correct or not correct. So you're trying to ask, so what would be the theory
right,
behind it?
Right.
So I'm sure there are people have views here at the table. Why would there
be a
Magid Shir?
I was wondering if you had something authoritative from one of the sources that said that the...
I have nothing authoritative. Okay. Only things that I can perhaps conjecture or hypothetical, but nothing concrete.
What
anyway.
I was wondering was, you have a ksuba which could be worth... Today they say it's maybe worth 40,000. I don't know what the number is.
No, but Briskin says it's a year's income. That's how he defined it years ago.
Okay. So whatever that was, but here we're talking about a little matana, ring, a shekel ring, maybe 5,000, 10,000, you know, it's we're a simple gold ring,
basically.
Yeah, simple, right, we're splitting hairs over things, but the real prize is the ksuba that she's getting, so.
Well, the good news, we're going to talk about another 7 or 8 lines, when a husband was Makadisha Isha with a kikar. And how much is a kikar worth? We're going to see in Mir Shem in the Gemara. A huge amount, 25 mana.
Kikers off.
Mitchum,
limit. Of bread.
Right. I should have pointed
out. It depends on binomics, you never
right.
know.
She ate it, she can't give it back.
Anyway, we can talk about that as well. Back to the Gemara. So the Chayra, we were able to be poshut that there is in fact a machloikis tanoim in Shmuel's halacha about You have no raya. It could be the kuliyami yichayli shetoymar tnuli bali v'esmachim. It could be everybody does hold of this. Udemis hu, and if he is the one that miss that is missing, in other words, that passed away, he's nebuch the mess. Oh, what a mess! Kuliyami loy peligi. Then there's no machlokes whatsoever. She can go and say, I'm keeping my kiddushin ring, or I'm keeping my kesef kiddushin because tnuli bali. So where's the machlokes then between Reb Nosson and Reb Yehuda Nosson? Ki peligi shemaisehi. That Nebuch she passed away. And the question is Kiddushin irrevocable and irretrievable or not? What does the word Tibuin mean? It's similar to what we say every day in the Shira. Markvis Pare Bechel Yor Yom Omivchar Shalishov Tubu Biyamsev. Tubu means they sank into the Yamsev. Here, Kiddushin Litibuin Nitna. When you go and give a ring, do you say that that kind of sinks into the Kala's possession and is irretrievable? You can't pull it out, just like they fell into the Yamsuf. If you can't pull them out, can't extract it. Or do you say, no, she never passed away. And now the Chusin says, she passed away, you know, no tiki, no washi, no Kala, no ring. Give me the ring back. No, sorry, once you gave it, it's done. Harrison is over, it belongs to the family.
Well, if she can say, here, I'm ready to get married, it's not my fault, why isn't it a two-way street?
So therefore, Shatim, it's only Baal, we ask him, he should be able to go and say the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not finished yet. V'ach, we do should be to him, nitnu kamifigi. Reb Nosson sober kiddushin, lovely to be nitnu. Reb Nosson holds that in a situation where she is the one that passed away, then he cannot go, the Kedusha Lavi to Winitnu, he can still get the money back, because after all, the whole purpose of giving the ring was Almanas, that we're going to make an Nesuin. Nobody stops at the Erusin stage, unless, you know, you're slightly deranged. The whole purpose of Erusin is a preparatory step to get to Nesuin. And since Nebuch is not going to be in Nesuin, because Nebuch, she passed away, Kedusha Lavi to Winitnu, give it back. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Sova Kedusha Litimu Winitnu, it stays with the Kala's family, obviously she passed away, but they keep it. So that's going to be the machlokes. Pray tomorrow. How can you say that's the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds kiddush l'tibur nitnu. Didn't he say beferish? Just like Reb Nosson, they both said the mokshinog l'hachz machzirin, mokshinog l'hachz ein machzir. Okay, according to Reb Nosson, sinish gefelach, because Reb Nosson says kiddush l'avli tibur nitnu, since it's not, you know, permanent, sunk into the Kala's possession. So therefore, in the Mokad, Shinog Lahachzir Machzirin. So I understand Reb Nosson. But if you say Reb Yehuda Hanasi says, Kiddush L'Tibun Nitnu, once you give the Kiddushin, it's stuck there, so to speak, it's entrenched, and you can't extract it anymore. So why did Reb Yehuda Hanasi say, Mokad Shinog Lahachzir? Zochti Gemara, Hachi Ka'amar. Now, this is the point that Bill made earlier, and I told him he's going to get credit, so I'm giving now credit, b'fnei kol am ve'eda. And that is, Reb Yehuda Hanasi is not referring to the Kesef Kiddushin, he's referring to the Sivloinois. What are Sivloinois? Since there was a period of time of typically a year between Erusin and Nisuin, during that period of time, you know, the original love and affection might start to peter off a little bit, might start to wear off. So to go and keep it going, the Chusin would go and send presents from time to time to the Kam. He would send shlachmunis, not just on Purim, but every single week, every single month.
Means to be patient. Sablanut.
Maybe that's the it could
Sabel
be that's the relationship.
Comes from suffering, no?
To be sovel, to tolerate.
Yes.
So it could be that that's in fact the connection. In other words, since we have to be patient to wait a year. People, a lot of people that are impatient, you know. People come into shul, it's 6:45. No, let's they don't say let's start davening. Let's do it. Let's do davening. Let's do it. So they get impatient. Hi, we're gonna start in 30 seconds. Yeah, no. Anyway, that's the way people are. So that's called impatience. So that's why perhaps the term sivloinois, those matanos are called sivloinois to say, young lady, Sprinza, be patient, it's another 6 months to go, another 3 months, another month, it's going to happen, and therefore he's greasing the path, so to speak, and greasing the wheel in the meantime by sending these presents. These presents could be in the form of baked goods. That's why the Gemara talks about truma problems, that if she's in a arusa, even though minatoira, she's allowed to go and eat truma, but she should not, because since she's still in her father's home, if he's going to send her truma danishes, then her brothers and sisters are going to say, oh, Sprinzel looks so good, maybe I could have one. And if it's truma, then they're not allowed to eat it, because they happen to be Israeli. So those are typically sublimeness, but in our case, says Rishbam, that you could also be talking about tachshitim, that he sent to her various pieces of jewelry or cosmetics and so on and so forth. Ah, so that's what we're talking about. Zot Yimara, Hachi Ka'amar, says now Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Lagabi, the case of the actual Kesef of Kedushin, I disagree with Rabbi Nasi, and I hold Kedushin, Litibu Nitna, once he gave the Kesef of Kedushin, you're stuck, she doesn't have to cough it up anymore. However, the Gabi said, Loi nois, that's already a machloikis in Minhagim. And those places we're not knowing lahachzir, then they keep it. Ah, so therefore you have no raya to what we said initially, that the machloikis between the tanoim, Reb Nosi and Reb Yehuda Nosi, is in the din of tun liyabal yesochim. It could be everybody agrees with that. So what's the machloikis of gabi kedushin tibun itnu? And now we understand, Reb Yisai, why Reb Yehuda Nosi left out the word kedushin, because according to this new pshat, which the Gemara stays with, it's Reb Nosi that was talking about the Kesef of Kedushin. It depends. Makshin Hog Lahatsa Kedushin Machzirin. Why? Because Reb Nosi holds Kedushin Lavli Tibun Nitnu. It's not necessarily the case that it's permanently entrenched in the Kala's hands and family. No, it can be extracted in those Mekoyimais where they gave back the Kesef of Kedushin. Says Reb Yehuda Nosi, I agree with you. Where am I telling you something different? Not Makshin Hog Lahatsa Kedushin. Makshin Hog Lahatsa. Why do you leave out Kiddushin? Because we're talking about Sivloinois. Mokshinog lahachzir, Sivloinois machzir. Mokshinog lahachzir, ein machzirin. However, the Gabi Kesef Kiddushin, that was standard Kiddushin le Tibua Ninu. So that's very Meduya Ketev, what we said before, that the word Kiddushin was not repeated by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Says Yimar Vani Tanoi Kani Tanoi, if you're going to tell me that that's stuck of the Pshat, the Gabi, whether or not Kiddushin litibu nitnu or lav litibu nitnu, then we're going to go and find the same machloikis in the following brisa, the Sanya. And this brisa has a three-way machloikis, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yoisi. And we start off, the Sanya, Kidsha b'kikar. He was Mekadeshu with a kikar. And again, you said before Zov, Rishbam says kikar kesef, which is chof hei mana, 25 mana. Now, if you're wondering, how does that compare to, for instance, the amount of the ksuba, you said before, ksuba is usually, that's the big stuff. And here the ring, a little more, a little less. So, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, that when you're talking about Masayim Zuz for a psula, that's the equivalent of two manim, because every mana had 100 zuz, or 100 dinrim. Ah, so that being the case, I have two mana. Here we're talking about a kikar, which was 25 mana. So here the Kesef Kedushin was 12 and a half times the amount of what the psula would get for her ksuba. And if you were talking about an almana that only gets 100, it's 25 times. Obviously this doesn't happen every day, but if this were to occur, Kidsha B'Kika, obviously a very wealthy person, or maybe not, he just wants to show off and everybody should think that he's wealthy. Yeah, there are people like that. It's hard to believe, but yeah, there are people.
Because
anyway,
he doesn't have to pay it until he divorces her, right?
Right, the ksuba is on divorce. This is up front.
Here's the kiddushin up front. He's giving her the kipka up front. Everybody should make a splash in all the newspapers. You hear, wow, kipka.
Somebody has to cash it.
Yeah, so yeah, it could be that he borrowed the funds.
Like
and give back.
Dowry.
Whatever.
This comes to the father.
I'm saying, meaning a dowry from the
other direction.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's looking for more money. It's an investment. He puts 25.
He's advertising his wealth. his prowess.
If he in fact is wealthy. Okay. It's usually the people that have the least amount of money that want to make the shent the chasana that everybody should say about them. But, he must be a really wealthy fellow. And then he doesn't give a penny to help out the chosen kala to buy an apartment or to get a car or to do anything. But that's a. Not for discussion for now. Dizanya, Kidsha b'kikar, he was Makadosh with a kikar, huge amount of money. And now, unfortunately, Le'olaini, it's the Kedushin ended at the Eirusin stage. Psula goy masayim b'alman and mana. Now, we didn't discuss what happens with the original kikar. So, Amir Shishem, we will discuss that momentarily. So if it's marriage terminates and he gave her a ksuva, and he has to pay 200, 100, whether it's psula or naman. Divrame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, psula goyim masayim, the almana mana, umachzeris loy es hashar. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, I disagree with Rameya. Because although Rameya doesn't say it expressly and explicitly, we see from Rabbi Yehuda that Rameya holds that in fact she can go and keep the kikar, and in addition to keeping the kikar, she gets another beautiful amount, another bounty of another 2 mana or 1 mana, depending on, of course, whether
she breaks it off.
Well, we're going to talk about he and she in another moment. But in the meantime, we're just telling you what the financial consequences are, and that is that in addition to the keeping the kikar, she keeps also, that she, like sheep, she receives her ksuah. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Psula goyvim masayim v'almona mana u'machzeres lo yesashar. They go and deduct it from the original kikar. Meaning, since the original kikar, as we said, was 25 mana, if she happens to be a Sula Goyva Masayim, she takes out 2, and she returns 23, and the Almana takes out 1, and she gives back Machzeres Leisashar 24. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do not keep the Kesef Kedushin, you just keep it as enough to go and pay off the Ksuba, and the rest you have to return. Again, we're going to talk about this more in a moment. Rabbi Yossi holds he has a suffix, whether you do return it or you don't return it. So we're going to go through the numbers in a moment, but just, kid should be Esrim if the Kedusha was with Esrim, noisin lo shloishim, shloishim chatzoyim. Kid should be shloishim, noisin lo Esrim chatzoyim. We're going to explain that in a minute. But in the meantime, Amayaskinen, as you asked a moment ago, who said, let's stop the works? Who's the one that interfered between the Kedushin and the Nisuan? The Maiskin. Ilema Shemesa. If it's talking about Chas Hashom, that she passed away. That cannot be, because the first thing that we say is that she can collect 200 or 100. If the Kala is the one that passed away, Mi'isla Ksuba, she doesn't get a Ksuba. Ksuba you only get if the husband passes away, the husband gives a get. But you don't get a Ksuba if she passes away. The Ela Shemesu. Oh, so it must be that he passed away. Amai machzeres lo yesashar. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say give back the difference? The name etenuli bali v'yasmach imoy. Don't you say tenuli bali? And remember, according to the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara said loy dekuli alma yechoy v'shatoymar. This everybody holds tenuli bali v'yasmach imoy. So that's the case. So why does she have to go and give back any part of the kikar? She should be able to keep the whole thing and say, give me back my husband, and if he wants to consummate the deal, well, go ahead. If not, it's his problem. It's not my problem. I'm holding on to the money. So that can't be the pshat either. The Ela B'Eishas Yisrael Shizintza'a must be talking in Nebuch Rachman Litzlan and Eishas Yisrael that she was Mizana. And that's why you have a Machloikis. So Frank Timara, really? Ubamai. Ibarotzen, if she did it willfully, willingly, Mi'isla Ksuba, did she get a Ksuba? If anything, she should get the gallows. She shouldn't go and get the Ksuba. What's going on? Not the gallows. Chenek. Treifa. It's an Arusa, it would be a Skila.
Capital crime.
Yes, a capital crime. That, anyway, even if it was Bishogig or whatever, one thing for sure, her Ksuvi she's not going to get. So, Iba Rotzim Yisla Ksuvi. The Ela Ba'ines, if you're telling Nebuch, she was never forced but by the Ashaygit, so Mishra Sharile, she's allowed to return to her husband. That is not an impediment for them to consummate from Eris into Yisuan. Nebuch Rachman Aslan, she was Nansa. That doesn't stop the works.
What if he's a Cohen? What if he's a Cohen?
Look at the next three words. The Ella. Beginning of a line. Or in the end.
The Ella Ba'ishas.
You see? Ariel, how much you add to our shit. Gevaldik. Baruch Hashem. The Ella Ba'ishas Cohen Shinens. Ah, it's what Ashes Cohen Shinens. Nebuch Rachman Litzlan. And therefore, says Yimara, that's the three-way machloikis. It would be kedushin l'tibun nitnu kamiflegi. And the machloikis is legabe kedushin l'tibun. Tibun again means tubu, that means that it's sunk into the kalas shus, and whether or not she has to cough it up and give it back to the chos.
Sunk cost?
Sunk.
It's sunk, yeah, really? Sunk it.
Sunk, it's irretrievable.
Irretrievable, that's what we mean, irretrievable.
Isn't that a definition of the song cost?
Absolutely. Well, it's the same thing. Okay, I think you kind of just learned it from this Gemara. Go ahead.
Everybody's trying to show off their beautiful vocabulary. Anyway, the Kiddush Litu and Nitnu come if the Gerem Meir Sabar, Kiddush Litibu and Nitnu. once he give kiddushin, even if it was a kikar of kiddushin, and Nebuch was an Ashes Koinchinensa, Nebuch was against her will, Rahman al-Islam, even though they can no longer consummate the marriage, she keeps the whole kikar. In addition to that, she gets her ksuba of Meya Masai. I disagree, and therefore she has to give back the kikar. But instead of giving back the kikar, and then he has to go and give her the ksuba, let her do the arithmetic herself. Let her go and subtract from the kikar, which is 25 mana. Take off either one mana if she was an almana, takes one mana, or if she was a psula, she takes two. The three mana says in ksuba. That's how she gets the name almana, because she only gets a mana from the for a,
interesting.
We'll see the next master again. Anyway, Rebutus of a lovely tibun nitnu. It was not for tibun, and since it's not for tibun, you have to give back the kikar, so subtract from the 25, either one or two, and give back the rest. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm really not sure. That's such a good question. We've been discussing this now for the last half hour. No, no. Is Rabbi Meir right? Is Rabbi Yehuda right? Is Li Tibur Nidnu Eloi? The Hilkach. And therefore, we're going to split it down the middle, just like Sumchis, Mamun Amutl, Basafik, Cholkin, Chvesish. We're going to go and split it. The Hilkach. Kidsha Bi Esrim, Noisin Lo Shloishim Chatzoy. Now, what is the Cheshbon over here? Yeah. Now, the Esrim that we're talking about are Esrim Shkolim. When the Esrim Shkolim, you have altogether Shmoinim Zuzim, or dinner. The Gemara refers to Zuz, so let's stay with Zuz. So you have, when he gave 20, it's as if he gave 80 Zuz, which of course is much, much more than just a pruta. That's a very large amount.
80% of a mana.
It's 80% of a mana. Right, exactly. So he gave her Esrim. Now what happens is, so he gave her 80. Now let's think about this for a moment. Let's assume we're talking about an almana to make life easy, and therefore he has to give now 100. That's according to everybody. That's not a suffix. You have to go and give 100 because it's going to be a get over here, and they're going to say goodbye. Nebuch very tearfully, but that's the halach. So therefore he has to go and give her, and assuming that she was almana originally, so he has to give her 100. Since he gave her 80, and now we have a machlekes, the tibun nitnu, lav the tibun nitnu, we're going to split 80 down the middle. What's half of 80? Around 40. Ah, exactly. Shkoyach. So therefore, altogether, she has to receive now 140. 100 for the ksuba, and 40 for the kesef kedushin. And so far, he gave her 80. So, since he gave her 80, how much more does he have to give her to get to 140? 60. So therefore, noisin lo shloishim chatzoy. He gives her 30 chetzis. What means 30 chetzis? Says Rishbam, 30 chatzi shekolim, which are the equivalent of samach zuz. Because one shekel has in it four dinrim or four zuz. If for chatzi shekolim, you're taking 50 cent pieces, right? You have the use of the Kennedy half dollars or something. So if he gives 30 half dollars, see, not that he gives 30 half dollars, it means 60 zuz altogether. It is 30. Since 30 shekolim would be 120 zuzim, 30 half shkolim, half dollars, or 60 zuz. So therefore, if you add 60 to the 80, you get 140 altogether, right? That's the cheshbon. Nochamul v'yizigmur, sapkali tzibun, hilkach kitchu v'esrim, he gave it 20, which equals 80. No yisin lo shloishim chatzoyim, which means another 60. 60 and 80 is 140. What happens kitchu v'shloishim? The original kesef kedushin was 30. So since it was 30, that's equivalent of 120, because every shekel has in it four zuz, so he gave 120. And now we're going to have to split that down the middle. That means he's going to have to give her, keep 60 of it, 60. Besides that, there's the 100 for the almana, that's 160. He's already given her 120, because the shloishim is 120. So he has to go and give now 40 more. He gives the 20 half dollars of the half shkolim, which adds up to 40. So 40 together with 120, so she gets 160 altogether, which is what was required. Ah, so kum techois, so the three-way machloikis was taka, where the kedushin litibun nitnu, yes or no, and therefore when the Gemara started off, that this machloikis of the earlier brisa of litibun nitnu, that in fact is the machloikis of this brisa. So mostly you have two groups of tanoim arguing over whether or not it's irretrievable and whether it's sunk in, yes or no. Okay. Omer of Yosef, Amin Yumi, Omer of Nachman, Chol Mokim, Shinoag, Lahachzir, Machzirin. Anywhere the meaning is that you go and give back the Kesef Kedushin because Nebuch, the marriage stopped, whether it's Meisu, Meisahi, whether it's he or her, whatever you're going to say, the meaning of the Mokum is Nogel Hatzim Machzir. Frey Timura, where is this? If you remember, Ariel asked this earlier on. What's the minik here, for instance? The Teguman, they said Nehador. New York, these halachas don't apply anymore because Eris and Nisuan follow one after the other. I mean, it could happen, Chas v'Shalom, that in the middle of the Chuppah, Nebuch, the Chusin or the Kala passes away. But that's do you ever hear a story like that? I mean, I've heard Nebuch of stories of parents, Rachmon Litzvah, but that the father thing, there's a, you know, it says in Shulchan Aruch, he shouldn't have any asik with it. Okay, so I once told you a story. I had a good friend, Rabbi Neumann Spitzer, Zechron Levrach. He passed away at the ripe old age of 90 years old in the COVID. Otherwise, he was kind of very healthy and all that. Nebuch passed away. Anyway, so one time he was in Japan, and he went to Japan on business from time to time. And then an Israeli boy came over to him, banged on him on the shoulder. Can you do me a favor? Yes, I see you're a religious man. I want you to go and marry me off to my kala. And he had a young lady over there. We want to get married. I'm not a rabbi. He said, listen, if you marry us off, we'll be married. If you're not going to marry us off, we'll live together in sin. So what would you prefer? So he starts scratching his head. And he says, let me think about it. I'm going to take your phone and I'm going to get back to you. Good. So now he comes back to his hotel room that night, and he always, for some reason, he always used to take along with him a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in his suitcase. He says, let me see what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, let me ask Chef Shio, maybe, yeah. Opens up Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the first simon that talks about Eiris and Nisuin, and it starts off, Kol Misha Eine Baki Behilchais Git Nisuin Lo Yehele Chelik Imoen. He closed it up, he called him up and said, It's not for me. So they'll have to. Hopefully, they got married to another rabbi. That's the end of that story. But coming back to the story over here, that Reb Shmuel Rizovsky Zatzal was a great Rosh Hashiva in Ponovich, and they were mechabed him to go and be a Siddur Kiddushin, Masada Kiddushin. Fine. So then he went, of course, through all the halachas, etc. And then he's there at the chuppah. Rachman Litzlan, right before the chuppah, Nebuch, the father of either the chosen or the kala, Nebuch passed away.
In the chuppah.
In the Kabbalah's Bonham room, or maybe in the hospital, whatever it was, he passed away. So what are we going to do now? So there's a famous Gemara that says, Ma'virin es ha-mes lefnei ha-kala. In other words, you put the mess aside, let the chosen kala get married, and after the chuppah, after that, then we're going to go and worry about the Levi. And that's what he said. Okay, Nebuch, what are we supposed to do? So let's push off the Levi. We're going to make the chasana. 1, 2, 3. Fine. That's what they did. And then the next day, this story was repeated to Rav Vozna Zatzal. Rav Vozna was one of the preeminent poskim. He passed away a few years ago. He was the posek in Zichron Meir of Bnei Brak. That's Kodesh Kadoshim within the Kodesh of Bnei Brak. And so he said, what Reb Shmuel said, it's emes azui state in the Mishnah, state in the Gemara, where the Taz says in Shulchan Aruch that that's not the minig today. The minig today is we do attend to the Levi first, and then the Chusin Kala second. So Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, when he heard this, he said, I knew to be Masad the Kedushin, you had to be a Baki in Hilchas Gittin the Kedushin. But I didn't know you had to be a Baki in Hilchas Smachos, Nebuch, with these people passing away. To Sabonish Kevis. So when you are a Ruv, a Poisik, you got to know everything. So it could be a great question.
Why don't we follow them? I was wondering.
I don't know that. You have to look up the Taz and see if he explains why, when, where. I'm just telling you the story for purposes of our Gemara that it says, that was the minig of Mokum over there. And now the question is, what's the minig in other places? So when Rav Nachman said that, when we said in the Braisa, you're wondering where is that minig? The minig is in, how did we get off on a tangent? Because we were speaking about, you asked Brother Shai, what's the minig today here in New York? Here we don't have the shayla because Ederson is followed immediately by Nisuit. The only time you'd have a shayla is if Chas v'Shalom, the Chosun or the Kal were to pass away in between or after the giving of the ring, then somebody changes mind and has cold feet and say, you know what, I changed my mind. So obviously this is not the type of thing that normally happens. So it's not a real shayla today. The real Shaila today, as I told you, if Chas v'Shalom, one of the parents passed away, and that unfortunately happens. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Teguma, okay, so the Gemara says, where is Amokim Shinogel Hachzir? Is Neherdor. Shar Bovel Mai, what about the rest of Bovel after all? Nehador is not the Ganz of Bovel. It's Rabbi Yosef. By the way, the one that said it was Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, of course, lives in Bovel.
He was a circuit judge. He went all over the country.
But he lived in Nehador. Yeah. So Mai, what about Shar Bovel? Rabbi Yosef, Yamar Tavayu, Mohari, Hadri, Kiddushi, Loi Hadri. Mohari, says Rishbam, is another term for Sivloinois. Sivloinois, everywhere you give back. But the standard minhag everywhere else is Kiddushi, Loi Hadri. You do not have to give back the Kesa Kiddushin. You keep the ring. Amr Papa, Hilchasa, Bein Shemesu Hi, Bahadur Behu. In other words, he died, she died, or he changed his mind. Moyeri Hadri, give back the Savloinois, Kedusha Loi Hadri. But you don't give back the Kesa Kedusha. Hadri Ba'i, if she changed her mind, Afil Kedushi Nami Hadri, then she has to give back the ring. Which, of course, makes sense.
Right.
You don't want to go ahead. Then give back the Kess of Kiddush and give back the ring. It has a ring of truth to it. Right?
So that's the ring.
Exactly. So that's Rapa. Ameima Omra Kiddushi Loi Hadri. You do not have to give the Kiddushin back. Not because of bad, good, well. It's a Gezeira. Shemiyoyimru Kiddushin Toivsim Ba'achoysa. People that hear the bottom line of the story, they heard that Yankel and Sprinzer were originally engaged Erison, not really engaged. Today we call Erison engaged, but it really means that they were married, but not a consummated marriage. And then people subsequently hear that Sprinzer gave the ring back. Why? Because she changed her mind. And now people are assuming that this is all a mafreya. Nothing happened, you know. Changed her mind. By the way, do you have to give a get? Of course you have to give a get. If there's an Erison, they were married, you have to give a get. But putting the get aside for a moment. People in the street, people in the mikveh, people in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, in the middle of laning, they have nothing better to do but to go and blah, blah, blah. And so they're going to say, did you hear what happened? Yankel and Spencer, they were married and she gave the money back. Oh, okay. Then people say, so Yankel's now available. Oh, Sprinzer has a sister who's really, what a wonderful
another
young lady.
The same Sprinzer?
Sprinzer's sister. Sprinzer's sister. So let's go and marry her. Well, you can't go and marry Isha Lachoisla. You can't go and marry Bechaya. And they're both alive, Baruch Hashem. So therefore, even though Sprinzer is alive, and normally he would not, since he was married to Sprinzer, he would not be able to go marry Sprinzer's sister. Sprinzer's sister's name, by the way, is Gnendel. He would not be able to marry Gnendel. Why? Because he was already married to Sprinzer. But people are going to go and say, since she gave the money back, apparently this whole thing was nothing. It was just a cameo appearance. It wasn't a real live stuff. And therefore the whole thing was Batel Mafreya. So he could marry Knendel
like
after
all. Pope, yeah, knows the marriage.
I'm sorry, Nahum?
Like a pope.
They'll annul the marriage, yeah. But they'll say it wasn't even chal, it wasn't even effective, l'mafra. You see, she gave the money back. So, you know, nothing ventured, nothing lost. You gave the money, you give it back, and then we're done. Zeklimara, that's why Kiddush Loi Hadri. She keeps the money. People are going to go and say, well, you see, there was no marriage over there. The whole thing was, well, it lasted for 24 hours, nothing happened. Blah, blah, blah. And therefore, they'll say he can go marry now. Ravashi Omar Gita Mechiach Aleha. Everybody knows she got a get. Once you get a get, you know they were married. Whether they were married for 5 minutes or 5 days or 5 weeks, they were married. So about this, Gnendel cannot go and marry Yankel. So what's to talk about? So therefore, Rav Ashi respectfully disagrees with Hameimar. Yeah. However, the Gemara says, Rav Ashi, Bidusihi, Barusihi, we do not follow Rav Ashi. Why not? Dekat Shema Baha, Luy Shema Baha. As you know, when people go and tell stories, not necessarily do they tell the entire story. Sometimes they only take out sound bites, like the media does. They take out that piece that they find objectionable. And they make, I got the rest of the speech for an hour was beautiful and gewaltig. For 10 seconds, he said something which they found. Right? I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So therefore, people will know about the fact that you give back the money and about the get. They're not going to talk about it. Maybe they don't even know about it. So therefore, the gzeira does apply, and that's why she should keep the money after all, even though she was, if you will, a little bit naughty because she was the one that changed her mind. But of course, it could be that she found out about the not so wonderful malice and midas about her chosin, and therefore, perhaps she had good grounds for wanting to change her mind. Okay, but that's a separate story. Back to our Mishnah yesterday of Shushbinis. What is Shushbinis all about? Without going through the entire sugya, in the good old days, the minig was that if you had two friends, let's say Reuven and Shimon, Reuven was getting married, he called Shimon, Shimon, I want you to come over and share with me the tremendous simcha. But not just that you should come for the chasana, spend a whole week over here. all expenses included. I'm going to go and give you meals for 7 days. We'll attend all of the Sheva Brachas. And of course, because of that, you're going to dance with me, and you're going to freizach, and you're going to sing. It's going to be labor that you're going to give up. And of course, you have to talk about money. And that is that Shimon, who's coming as the guest of Reuven, has to go and give him a nice present for the fact that he's hosting him for that whole week, and of course, he's a friend.
Payment or present is two different things.
You're right.
Consideration.
Consideration. He has to give him money. We'll see why, when, where.
Remuneration.
Okay, we'll see. So Shimon now brought a nice present for Reuven, Lomazong, $500. Not 500 cheap. $1,000 for the chasanem for the whole Sheva Brachas. Very nice. Good. Now, there's a rule of reciprocity. What's reciprocity? That eventually when Shimon gets married in a year from now or 2 years from now or whatever, he calls over Reuven. Then Reuven also has to come and share with him the simcha for 7 days, and he has to give back at least the same amount that Shimon gave him originally. If he wants to be moisif, kalamoisif kazintahait. However, if he wants to give him, the minimum has to be $1,000. And we learned in the Mishnah that this was such an entrenched practice that if Shimon did not, or I should say Reuven, if Reuven did not reciprocate, then Shimon could take him in Bezdin and say, hey, I gave you $1,000, I invited you to come and share the simcha with me, and parenthetically, to pay me back $1,000, and you didn't, oh, I send the Bezdin after you, and they can enforce this financial obligation. Of course, today it sounds kind of muzar, a little strange, because this is not the custom today, but this was the custom, and therefore it got to the status of being the practice. It was nigvus bedes.
How was the price determined? The thousand.
Nachum.
How was the $1,000 determined?
Who determined it? Whoever gave the first present, the second person had to reciprocate that same amount. If he gave only $500,
he said, look, the hotel bill was this, the meal.
He does this whatever he wants. He doesn't have to find what the bills were. He says, I want to be especially generous to you. I'm giving you $2,500. So then when the other guy gets married, he has to return him $2,500. And if he only gives him $200, he has to give him $200. Whatever he gave, that's a minimum. He can always add. Tana Rabbani. So now the Gemara tells us 5 rules that apply to Shishbina. Chamisha Dvarim Nimi Shishbina. Number one, Nigvus B'Pesach. Now, we just said, there has to be reciprocity. You got to pay back. You only have to pay back if the other guy gets married. If he remains a bachelor for the rest of his life, you don't have to. But if he gets married, if and when, you got to go and give it. And that's, in fact, that's the second. It's not that you have a maturity date of a month, of a year, or 5 years. The inosa is when the other guy gets married. You see the bottom Rishbam. He has no chiv to give it earlier. When does the maturity date of this nice wedding present, when is it chal, when is it effective? When the other fellow gets married. If he gives him more, like we said before, he gave him 1,000, he gives him back 1,200, that's not considered to be ribbis. The Eina Shvi is Misham Tosa. And Shemitah is not Mishamit. Normally any type of choiv, Shemitah is Mishamit. Here, Shemitah is not Mishamit, even without a principle. And therefore, even 10 years later, he gets married, you gotta go and pay. The Bechor doesn't get a double portion, meaning in those cases where the money is returned to the whole estate. Remember, we spoke about that yesterday in the Mishnah, because the first guy that got married, the father was still alive, and the father sent Shimon, you freizach with Reuven, but he didn't designate Dafke Shimon, any one of the boys. So Shimon went, and now Reuven is paying back years later after the father passed away. So it goes to the entire estate, all the children. So Bechor doesn't get a double portion because it's Roy and not Muchzik, as we'll see.
The father who gave the children.
It was the father that empowered the child and gave him the money and gave him the check and the present, said, you represent the family. And then after that, the father passed away.
Was it usually between the families or was it individual?
But so then you're going into yesterday's Gemara.
Yeah.
According to one teretz, it was a difference between if it was Shimon in particular was a good friend of Reuven, and therefore the father gave him the money and he's giving it now to Reuven. And then, regardless of the father passed away, it doesn't pass away. Since Shimon was the specific designee, then Reuven gives the money back to Shimon himself. On the other hand, if the father said, I'm very good friends with the mechitten, with the father of the boy, and therefore I was invited, I can't go, I want one of you sons to represent me, Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and he picks out Levi instead of Shimon, and Levi goes. Then when the other side reciprocates, then it doesn't go to Levi, it goes to the whole Mishpacha. That was one of the terutz in the Gemara gave yesterday, because of a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Yeah. Okay, so now back to the top of the Amid. We had these five rules, says Gemara, Nigvus Bebesin. What's the reason why my timer? It's Kemilva Damia. Because like a milva, even though we call it a present, who's the one that asked before, is it a present? You said, right, Bill? Whether a present or a payment, he holds it's a payment. It's like halva, a loan. And the Rishbam throws in and says that the gears of the Chayyus, since we're dealing with five halachas, the second halach is like the nigvis by nasa, right? The ein, the dinvabezin, the chayzeres by nasa. We naturally said was at the time that of the reciprocity where the other guy became a chosin, the other guy's getting married. So that's all part of it. My time, it's kemilva damya. We hear the maturity date is not a fixed date, you know, December 31st, but rather the fixed date is when the other guy gets married. When he gave him the money initially, he didn't mean it in the terms of a loan. Even though halacha, it has the status of a loan that it's nigvus bebezdin. But he didn't give a loan, he gave it as a payment, as a present. Therefore, the other guy can reciprocate, even giving him more. Leyigois means that you're not allowed to go and demand payment. You can only demand payment on something that has already matured. Something that has not matured, you can't demand payment. So therefore, says Rishbam, for instance, if you have a 10-year loan, you don't have to write at a prusbul, because when Shemitah came, it's only the 5th year, the 7th year, 8th year, whatever it is, of the 10 years, but it's not the 10th year yet. Since you cannot go and be toiveya, you can't demand payment, so therefore, Shemitah is not meshamet. Here too, if the guy didn't get married yet, then he didn't get married. The only time that you're entitled to go and get the payment is when he gets married. So therefore, if by Schmidt he is not married, he's not married. So therefore, it's not mishamt. Continuing on, then a bechor noitul pishnayim, and the bechor doesn't get a double portion, like we said. The beroy, then a bechor noitul beroy kima muchzik. It's not actually there. We're waiting for the guy to become a chosin. Sometimes becoming a chosin takes a little bit longer. Sometimes a little bit shorter. So therefore, it's only roy and not muchzik. Zokti mori yetzvait. And now we're going to have a number of again further rules and regulations of Gabbai Shushbinus. Omer of Kana, Kalola de Shushbinisa, Shushbinusa, Hava b'masi b'yle l'mesa. If both Reuven and Shimon live in the same town, and even if he doesn't necessarily live in the same time, but when Shimon now is getting married, and he wants Reuven to reciprocate, and Reuven happens to be local, he happens to be in the town, b'yle l'mesa, he has a duty to attend. He shouldn't go and say, oh, I'm sorry, I have a conflict, I have the sniffles. He should attend, because just like Reuven came to Shimon, then Shimon comes, should come to Reuven. So it's a moral, not only a moral nice thing, but it's a moral obligation. You gotta go. Iboy lemeis. Now when I'm Shema kol tavla, what happens, he didn't get invitation. Nowadays, the invitations are not that reliable, and therefore, he didn't know.
Got lost in the mail,
he went into the postmaster and said, whatever, it's a spam. So what happens, Iboy, if Shema kol tavla, if he heard the wedding bells, in other words, he heard there's a gavida, a grachka, and he said, hey, what's that noise over there? Oh, don't you know he's getting married? Oh, I didn't even know. He boiled a mason. Now that he knows, go to the chasana. When I'm like, Shama kol tafla, what happens if he neither got an invitation by mail or email, and he didn't hear the wedding bells? He boiled a udu'e. He should have informed him. In other words, the chasana that's getting married should have informed the friend, you know, I'm marrying now, come to the chasana. He should have done that. Terumis is lele. So he can have a terumis, the uninvited guest can say, it's not right. You know, I am to be the shushbin of his. He came to my chasana, I'm supposed to go to his chasana. It's not right that he didn't invite me, didn't tell me, and that the chasana, they didn't go and shake the wedding bells so that I shouldn't even know about it. So terumis is like, he has a tain on him. I wish him mishalim, but he still has to go and pay. Even though he was not invited. How much does he have to go and pay? What the Gemara tells us now over the next two lines is that even though he has to reciprocate and he has to go and pay, however, part of the payment, the consideration was that he gets a free week and expenses paid, all the meals and all the rest. So therefore, if he didn't have an opportunity to eat those meals, then he can deduct the amount that he would have gotten. Because after all, He has to go and buy now food for himself. He has to go into the grocery, he has to go into the restaurant, whatever, because he's not getting the free meal, so quote-unquote free meals, of the chasen of the Sheva Brachas. So therefore he's allowed to go and deduct that from the amount that he was supposed to give. So for instance, just talking about the wedding itself, says the Gemara, standard amounts per guest, per head, right? And then normally if you're making a chasana, they'll tell you
per plate,
it's $50, $60, $20, $100. Yes, it depends where you're making chasana, whether you're making a milchik, a chasana, a fleshik, a vegan, if you're making in a lake, whether you're making in Brooklyn, whatever. Yeah, whatever. We'll see in Mir Tisham. When we all get invited, we'll see it. And mazel dikashu, bekorv, Mir Tisham. You should get married bekroivah. She should become a kreva. Anyway, Zokti Mora, Omer Abaye, Noga B'nei Gnona, B'nei Gnona means like B'nei Chuppah, Ad Zuzah. The normal custom was that a meal costed a zuz per person, and so therefore if the person had to give him as a present, twice 100 zuz, he can deduct that one zuz, because Aisa Bekape, that's what he brought in his hands, Ochle Bekreisin, that's what he has to eat up in his stomach. In other words, that's how much it's going to cost him, and therefore he can deduct that amount. Now, what happens if that person happens to be more generous? And he would normally not give a zuza, but he would give. So, in other words, the Gemara is saying until now, let's assume that he would have given a zuza altogether. That's how much he got, and that's how much he's giving, one zuz. Well, the meal costs one zuz, so zuz minus zuz, zero. So whatever he brought in his own hands that he would have normally paid him, after the karsi, he paid for his own meal, he doesn't have to give him a nickel. Goodish. However, at Arba, what happens if he was going to give him four zuz? Apparently, Reuven had given him four zuz. Shimon had given Reuven four zuz a year ago, and now he wants to reciprocate, he has to give him four. And then, Mishalim Palga. Now, what means Mishalim Palga? Says Rishbam, since it was not like today, where the waiter gives everybody the same portions, right? Whether you happen to be an usher or an ani, everybody gets the same. If we knew that he's going to go and give arba, then the chusa would tell to the waiter, give him more delicacies. Go and give him an added, you know, don't just give him chicken, also give him a piece of beef on the side or something like that. And then if he doesn't get the beef, where's the beef? Anyway, the point is, if he's going to give him arba, then mishalim palga. We can assume that they're going to add to the meal up to a half of the value of the arba, not just give him a zuza meal. He's going to give us a first class or business class meal. An end of piece. Oh, and therefore, he can take off two from his arba. He only has to pay two. Mikam ve'edach, when the person's really generous, he's giving him 10 zuz or 100 zuz. What happens now? Inish, kichashivuse. Says Rishbam, the Gemara doesn't go through every single cheshbon, because then we'd have to go from one to a million, and perhaps beyond. So each time, based on the chashivas of the amount that he's bringing, and the choshev chasana, you'll make a tally, you'll give him a break on the amount that he has to pay, that, oh, this chasana is over the top. You ever heard that expression? Over the top. Every person, that wasn't just $100 a plate, it was $500 a plate. Oh, so therefore, he should have gotten much, much more value. He should have a printed menu in all in French that you shouldn't understand what it's all about. Anyway, so bottom line, then you can take even more off because they would have given him even a more generous plate.
We're talking now about the food and the meal. We were talking about
the food for all the 7 days.
Yeah,
but Agamar is focusing particularly on the wedding feast, but the same thing should apply to the entire 7 days.
More, they got scotch and everything else. So here we're just focusing on,
I don't know if just the food, and you know, any treats that they give out of
the whatever meal they gave, but here we're talking just about the meal.
Yeah, we're talking about the meal, yeah.
Just about the meal.
Not the massage together.
No, but
Let's take a look at the Rishbam, okay? Yeah. Ad Kama is a little bit halfway down the Rishbam. And the thin lines, yeah, a little bit halfway down. Ad Kama, you got that?
I got Ad Zuz.
No.
Ad
Arba.
No, it's higher than that, right before Ad Zuzah. Ad Kama.
It's opposite the second toast, second and third toastos. Okay. The third toso starts on the other side.
Yeah, you got it. Yadkama. The avade tzurich lenakos to meachilosoi. Shari leyochalim. I have avade. He's entitled to go and get a break. Listen, you didn't give me. You didn't feed me. I shouldn't have to go and give you the large
full
amount.
Full freight.
Full freight. Good. So ad zuzah zekrishbam zuzah hayoichel. He was going to eat normally. That the plate would be a zuz. Hilkach zuzah poiches mit meishabinu. So whatever the shushbinus was, he deduct a zuz. Is the garsi? Some have the girsa that we have. Ad zuzah aisa v'kape. we're talking about the average person, he would bring a zuz in his hands for the present for the shushbinas. Achli bikisei, or an argument has bekarsei, that he ate it up with his stomach, or he ate it up, and the Rishbam brings that other gears in a moment, or he ate it up from his kis, what means kis? Bebitnoi, kimoi besa koisais. Kisei over here doesn't mean his pocket. Here it means the besa koisais, which is one of the four stomachs havdil by an animal. Inami bekarsei, or taknak bikisei bekarsei. So therefore, it's basically a wash. He was going to give him one. Yeah. He doesn't have to pin the one because one would be the meal. Ad arba im neschayev dalid zud mishushman yisoy, if he owed him four, mishalim palga. So Torah about the kim and the maybe dalid regin lahachiloi berevach achnei zuzim. They knew that he was giving four because they remembered from last time, and so therefore they would give him more generous and say, no, you don't get economy class portion. You come over here on the business class table. You're going to get two zuzim. Kim leyochal. So take off two from the four, and then you only have to give him two. What happened to Chashivusay? The fee mashu choshu, or maybe harbe. Ooh, he's bringing, wow, 100 zuz, 500 zuz. Regin lechav the mimina madanim. And under those circumstances, boy, they're going to give him not just business class, but first class. Ooh, the shensta, the besta. They're going to give him a private Viennese table all on his own. So whatever it is, in other words, figure out what would be the appropriate reduction or deduction because of the fact that he was not invited and he did not have a chance to eat from, not from the economy class, not from the business class, not from the first class, Gudish. He can subtract that from the amount that he was going to give. Okay, now Tanur Rabban. And now we're going to say that this inyan of Shushbinus is very, very particular. And the person who's reciprocating says, I want it to be on the same level and the same type of arena and the same type of simcha like it was in my case, right? So Reuven was the initial person who got married. Shimon came to the marriage. And now Shimon, Baruch Hashem, a year later, he's the chassan. Reuven's going. Reuven says, I'm only going to go if it was the same type of chassana like I had. It's Tanurban. Asa imay bepumbi. The original chassa was public. Everybody was invited. 10,000 people by the dancing. You couldn't even squeeze through. Now the other fellow, the shushbin, is now getting married. He wants to make a private chasana. Sorry, low key. Very good. I only want to go to the same type of chasanas. Like you came to me, it was in Madison Square Garden. There were 20,000 people. That's the type of chasana. I don't like going to these private little chasanas. Also, the Gemara doesn't say whether he has to pay him money. It's talking about whether he has to go personally and participate. He says, I only want to go to that same type of situation. Asim imay bepsula. What happens if the original marriage was with psula? Ubikesh las is imay bealmana, and now the person invites him to his chasana, but he's not getting married to psula. He's getting married to almana. Yochalim bepsula asimcha kider shosisa imi. I'm willing to go to a psula marriage, but not to an almana marriage because almana marriage is kind of a second rate. It's much closer. Exactly. It's an ishkaza grois simcha. Asim imay bishnia. Ubikesh las imay bereshayna. What happens if the original Reuven that got married a year ago, this was already a zivik shiny for him, so it was already kind of a muted chasana. And now Shimon is getting married. The Bikesh Lasi May Barishain, I want you to come to my marriage, which is going to be a first zivik. Yochalimalai, Kshatisa Isha Cheres, Esa Imcha. When you chas Shalom marry a second zivik, then I'm going to go and reciprocate.
It was a second one, it could be a tzara also.
Oh, Einachanam, yes. But a second zivik doesn't necessarily mean that the first one died. It could be second zivik that he had two wives. Yaakovina married a Rochel Leitu, and until Chaim Derbeni Gershim, you can marry multiple wives. And even in the Arab countries, some of them still. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the wife. So Esa Imcha. So when you do that second marriage, then I'll join you. He joined him for a single chasana, and now he wants him to come to a double chasana. It could be that there was a double marriage under the same chuppah, and there were two wives that he's getting married, because you were allowed to do that. Or it could be consecutive, it wasn't necessarily at the same time, but then one day after the other, or after Sheva Brachas, whatever it is. I'm not going to come to two, I'm only going to go to one. So you see that there are particular rules and regulations about this shushbinis. Good.
I'll be married to, and this is me, I guess it's not the same. He has to wait 7 days.
Why can't it be on the same chuppah? Okay, yes, he was. That's the reason why he didn't want to participate. I don't want to be part of this environment.
He could also be marrying off his kids. It doesn't extend off his children.
I don't think so, but maybe.
Rabbi Yaakov, for he had Leah.
Yaakov was 7 years.
No, but then he married Leah, so then he waited 7 days, and then he married
him. He married her 7 days later, but he worked for him for 7 years. Okay, Tanurban. Now, this part of the Gemara seems to be more agoda dik than halacha. This seems to be more agoda. And what the Gemara is telling us is various titles and how they apply to various individuals. The Tanurban, we learned the Braisa, Asir Nechsin, Asir Pumbi. Asir Nechsin, the word Asir is from Lashon Oysher. He's an Asir Nechsin, means he's a very wealthy person. And Asir Pumbi, he's wealthy in public. What means that he's in public? Says Rishbam, he's not able to hide his wealth. For instance, he has in his corral 100 behemoths. The average individual had 1 or 2 cows, and he has 100 cows. Holy cow! How many cows he has? So therefore, everybody knew that he's a wealthy fellow. That is an expression that one can use, Zehu Bal Hagodais. A person that can go and tell Hagodais of Chazal, he is a very popular person, because wherever he goes, everybody's making some sort of a mishtav, a simcha, they're making or whatever, and they invite Rabbi Blank to come, and he's a Bala Godes, he can go and tell a story like nobody can tell a story. So then he's like an Asir Nichsen, he's in great demand, everybody knows him, he's famous, a Bala Godes. Asir Sloyim, Asir Tekoya. Now what means Asir Sloyim? Says Rishbam, Asir Sloyim means like a shulchani, that he makes money on going and converting money, right? So somebody wants to go and change from large denominations to small denominations, or from American currency to Israeli currency, whatever. So anyway, that's Asir Saloim. He's a wealthy person in the sense that he's always full of money, not necessarily his money, but money that he deals with and that he's exchanging. Asir Tekoya. Rishbam says Tekoya was a place where people was very desirable. If you look in the Rishbam, Asir Tekoya, fourth line.
It's in the Tanakh.
So you see Asir Tekoya in Rishbam, fourth line, then skip a line, Velin Nira, that's fifth line. All the big wide lines down below. See Velin Nira in the middle of the line, Nira can read it, but Manochois, Tekoya was Alpha Lishemen. That was a famous town or city of Tekoya. And therefore he's saying about, the Gemara is going to say about this fellow, he's a Baal Pilpul. The Dima Lim Matbeyois, Ule Shemen Es HaPilpul. Someone who's a Baal Pilpul, in other words, he's not a Baal Agodis, he's a Baal Halacha, and he can make a nice Pilpul and show how this Gemara is similar to that, it's different from the other one, Machlek is a Baal Rava, Tshuva is a Kiveg and Chsom Soifer, and all that. So he's able to give a beautiful Pilpul. So why Medamalit Matbeyois Ule Shemen? Al Shem Shemarviach, Yoim Yoim Todir, Be Pilpuloi, Tamim Harbei. By going through his pilpul, he's marviach. I don't think Rishbam means in money, but rather he means that because he knows so much and he has so much ideas, and he can go and shtel tzu one gemar to the other and one tshuva to the other, he's able to get tam harbe kishar han matbeyos v'tami hashemen shemevien mitakoya. So he has a lot of schoyder, so to speak. Anytime you ask him, what about this shayla? Oh, sechatois is in Mesachus Megillah. Really? But I have another shayla. Well, that's a gemar in Mesachus Menachos. So he knows so much with pupula, he has so many ideas, blah, blah, blah. It's not the same as Shmuis, because that's going to be the next one. Okay, we'll see in a moment. So it's like a Malbat Beis that he has a lot of Schoira, and at the same time, it has a beautiful Tam, like the Tam Shemen that comes from Tekoya, which was very special, and they used that for the Kabbonis.
Isn't Shmuel the wise woman of Tekoa?
Yeah, it comes from the name of a place. Yeah,
Kweis
Kenza, Kweis. Anyway,
the Bryce is trying to tell us what.
I'm trying to figure it out myself, but I think what it's saying is that these were titles that were used about particular individuals. That a Bala goes, say, for instance, if they wanted to go and say Chochem Bola'ir, so then they have to go and describe it. Who's coming? The Rav Tzadik HaKodesh, blah, 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 blah. Asir Nechsin, Asir Pumbi. When you see those words, you know, oh, he's a Baal HaGodes. That's the Baal HaGodes that's coming. He's wealthy in terms of Nechosim and Pumbi. He has a lot of reputation and publicity.
That means you're wealthy in absolute.
Not that he is wealthy, but that's an expression that you sing a Baal HaGodes. He's wealthy in that he has.
So these are all analogies.
Yes, analogies, right.
Euphemism?
Euphemism, synonyms. So we want to say that there's a Baal HaGodes, we say that, and when he comes to town, 1,000 people come to hear his speeches, because his speeches are so beautiful,
like
he can go.
Elon Musk coming to town.
Yeah.
So the Magid from
Mezrich?
Yeah, coming to town. You know,
or from Kelim.
We have Rabbi Galinsky.
Yeah, oh, he's a great Magid. Oh, he was wonderful.
From Yeshiva.
Anyway, getting back to Gemara, so Asir Sloim, Asir Tekoya, that was about Pilpil. If you called him Asir Meshach, Asir Kames, Meshach, says Rishbam, I would normally think Meshach means oil. Right. We just spoke about Tekoya, that's the oil. So therefore, Meshach, says Rishbam, means Anshe Midois. Meshicha means to go and measure from one to the other. What did you normally measure, says Rishbam, Tvua. She'im Mestakrin Bo Tadir. You don't often make money on Tvua, it's such a basic staple. Apparently, there's not much of a price differential. El machnis loisli oitzer, but you put it away in your oitzer, in your treasury, in your shed. Kshadir es mechir. When the time comes, you'll sell it, and then hopefully you make some money on that. That's the same thing. I'm just reading from the Rishbam. Asir Moshach. It's about 7-8 lines in. See, asir bedover hamodud. He is rich in something which is measured, like tvush, em mistakim lahari. Tater bushels. Ah, what to say? V'hainu nami asir komus. My komus. Imodi chosim ba'oitzrei soy. Tovish machnisin la'oitzer. Komus means something which is hidden. Why is it hidden? Because you put away in the oitzer in the shed. You wait until the appropriate time when the market is good, and then you take it out and you try to go and sell it. So what is that a reference to? Zeu bal shmuis, says Rishbam. What does that mean? Sheidei halachis or memory. So amayroim. He knows a lot of material. Kshigia eseiro yikalish shmuis. If he's sitting in the bezin, people are wondering how are we going to paskin this. Yanka, what do you say? Oh, don't you know? It's a tshuva. Which tshuva? Which tshuva? Fourth chelik on Choshe Mishra. Oh, she, why he knows so much? Exactly. No, we shouldn't talk about that. Yeah, good. Right. Lahavdil, yeah, good. Hakol tzricha lamari. Chitya, what happens, we have an expression. Everybody needs the person that sells chitim. By Rabbi of Yosef, remember the end of Zeph?
Yes.
I'm sure you do. Anyway, so in her use, yeah. Hakol tzricha lamari chitya. Welcome aboard. By the way, in case you want a coffee, it's downstairs in the basement. If you want to sit with us, we're delighted that you join us. I hope it's going to be music to your ears. Hakol tzricha lamari chitya. Everybody needs the mari chitim, the one that sells the chitim, that sells the wheat. Who is that? That's the Baal Gemara. So Rishbam shememis atzmoy lechavin halachas letaritz havayis. He really immerses himself in the Gemara to be able to go and for various kashas. So he was known as the Marichichu. Okay. Right. From here, Omer Abzeira, until the Mishnah on the Omer Aleph, the Gemara is going to explain a posik. This posik is a posik in Mishlei, where it says, Kol Yemei Oni Ro'im, all the days of a poor person, unfortunately, are bad and sad. But someone who has a happy heart, he's always constantly, Mishnah Tomid, he's always very happy. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to give like 5 or 6 different interpretations. We can even throw in a little bit of the Ben Sira as well, as you'll see. Zok Gemara. Omer Reb Zeira Omer Rav. Right, everybody have that? 8 lines before the white lines. Ma'idosim says the Pasuk, Kol Yemei Oni Ro'im. What is that referring to? Ze Bal Gemara. The Toiv Lishnah Tomid, Ze Bal Mishnah. What does that mean? Because a Baal Gemara, he has to go and deal with very difficult issues. He has a stira between a Mishnah and a Brais, or two Braises, and he can't figure it out. And how do we paskin, and what do we do? So he has difficult days, because he has mutschitzach. However, Mishnayis is easy. You just repeat the Mishnah Baal Peh, and the Rebbe said this, Rebbe Shem Gamliel says that, and finished. There's a Gemara, there's a Brais somewhere else. Well, he said, don't mix me up with other Gemaras. I know the Mishnah. See, he's Mishnah Tamil. He's very happy. He knows the Mishnah. Rav Omer Ipcha, it's just the opposite. What's just the opposite? That the one who's a Baal Gemara, after he's able to fa'em for Alakashis, at the end of the day, he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, the Katoris HaSveikis. The person who learns Mishnah, after I learn the Mishnah, I don't really have anything concrete because I don't know what the halacha is. Yeah, that's what it says in this Mishnah, but maybe there's a Braisa that says the opposite. Maybe the Gemara will say, even though that's the Gemara, but the Taz will say, but that's not the Minik, etc., etc. So that's why it's just the opposite. Azei Zok Rava Ipcha. My number Mishar Shemishmeid Rav, Maitach Sibis, and the Pasim Masiya Avonim Yotzev Behem, Baikia Eitzim Yisochen Behem. Masiya Avonim means a person who digs out the Avonim from the quarry and he cuts it. He is going to muchitzach in them. Yotzev from Loshin, Itzovin Techalena, Koyime Chayecha. That was by the Masa of the Nochash and Chava and Odom, where Kodesh Baruch Hu said, because you violate and you ate from the Eitz and Das, Itzovin Techalena, Koyime Chayecha, you're going to have to work hard. So Masiya Avonim, to go and dig out and cut out the Avonim from the quarry, that's a back-breaking work, Yotzev. Eilu Bali Mishnah. These are the Bali Mishnah. Why? Says Rishbam, fourth line from the bottom. Shishoni Mishnah is called Yom. The whole day is learning Mishnah. Ve'inli elitzar shemiskasha betameim ve'ini yodu lefarish. Since he didn't learn the Gemara, it's like learning just the Mishnah. I know the Ivra, but I don't really know what the pshat is. If you knew the Gemara, you know it's chesuri machzav alchitani. You have to add a word, you have to subtract a word, and this is what he means, and this is what he's talking about. So this is Rav Lishitosai. The Rav said that the Baal Mishnah is the one that koyimei oniroim, because at the end of the day he's struggling. I don't know what the halach is. I don't know pshat in the Mishnah. I just learned the Mishnah, but I don't really understand. Oh, or the Rav, or the Tveris Yisrael, or the Art School, or any other pshat, or the Kati. Yeah, exactly. Bakeh Eitzim Yisachin Bam Eilu Baalei Gemara. The Bakeh Eitzim, it's much easier for them. All they have to do is cut the trees. I mean, that's also heavy work, but it's not the same thing as cutting stones from the quarry, so heavy and schlepping and cutting it up. Say the Baalei Gemara, even though it's taka hard work, but at the end of the day, the Baalei Gemara happy because Boshem. There's closure. Very good, I'm telling you. Good. Now, what's the Loshen Yisachin? Loshen Yisachin here doesn't mean sakana, says Rishbam Loshen Chamimus. Right, but David HaMelech, he had Seichenes to warm him. They have Hanoah. So at the end of the day, the Baalei Gemara, those that chop the wood, Baruch Hashem, have lumber. I'll be able to put it in the furnace, in the chimney. Amachai. Reb Chanina, Amachai, may ani roim, ze sheyesh lo isha ro'a. Oy, oy, oy. You're married to a woman who's not a good woman. All the days, roim, every day you wake up in the morning, oh no, this lady sprints, ay, ay, ay. All the malice and midas, I'm so happy, Rabbi Shalom, I thank you every day for giving me my wife. So that, toiv lei mishta tomez. Rabbi Yami Omar, ko yimei oni roim, ze istinis. Istinis is a finicky type of guy. Whatever you put on the table, it's a little bit too much salt and too much sugar, and I don't really like this, and that can give me a different portion. He's a finicky type of guy. But yeah, exactly. V'toiv lei mishta tomez, ze shidati yofa. Yofa here, says Rishbam, means that he's very tolerant. Soivel hakol. It doesn't bother me. It's a good. It's a too much sugar. Nishkami, yeah, exactly. Yoichanan omak, ko yimei oni roim, ze rachman. A person who has too much rachmanis. If he has too much rachmanis, every single day, never he feels sorry. He heard this one is sick, and that's not well, and Nebuch, he goes to his heart and goes to his head, and Kenish.
Bleeding heart.
A bleeding heart person. He was, everybody heard of the Kapitchinitz Rebbe Zatzal. Kapitchinitz Rebbe was a very, very great tzaddik. The Baron Kotler had great COVID, even though he was a Litvisher, he had tremendous COVID for the Kapitchinitz Rebbe.
The Kapitchinitz came the other day looking for you.
Yeah, that was the Tzanaynikel. Yeah. He met me. Don't worry, I met him, he met me, we worked it out.
Okay.
But the Alta Kapitchinitz Rebbe was a very, very great tzaddik. And whenever there was a meeting in the Mietzes Gedolei HaTorah, and they had to make a decision, Reb Aaron said, Kapitchinitz Rebbe, he gets smashed. And the people asked him, Reb Aaron, isn't Chalitvak, are you giving kovet to Rebbe? He said, if I was a chassid, I would be one of the chassidim that Kapitchinitz Rebbe held him at Tzadik Yisrael. Okay, anyway, he was an elderly man when he passed away, in the 70s, 80s, not so elderly, okay. And then his son, Ramoshenu, took over. Ramoshenu was 60 years old. And he passed away 3 years later, at the age of 63. And everybody said, how could this be 3 years later? So then they found out that the doctors had told him shortly after he became Rebbe that you're taking it too much to heart. He was having heart palpitations all the time because people came to him with klitlach, and this Nebuch, my daughter's not well, and this one, my son, and this one, and
Parnassa.
It took an emotional toll. And he said, but what can I do? I have to go misfile all the rest. And that after 3 years, his heart gave out, and the doctor said, passed away from heartache. Rachmanis Lam. So ko yimei oni roim zeh rachman. If you have too much rachmanis, if you can't, you have to be able to put a certain barrier.
Right.
If you let it go too much to your heart, then that's ko yimei oni roim. V'tevlevishatamen zeh achzari, a person nebuch is a shtickl cruel. We don't mean chasim, really cruel, but it means he's able to go and contain his heartfelt feelings for others, so puts up a barrier. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Omar, ko yimei oni roim zeh shedati kitzora. We'll say it's dati kitzora. Says Rishbam, Atzron the captain, ainu ro'a b'shaloi u'b'shal achenim. Anybody, a person, you meet the person say, ah, good morning. What's so good about it? You mean it's sunny? Ah, we need rain. It's raining. Oh, we need
cynic.
The sun. I wouldn't say cynic. Whatever people do, he's always contrarian. He's never happy. Whatever is happening, it's a Democrat. I wish you were probably lovely.
A Farbissiner.
Okay, good. V'toyiv lei mishne tamen ze shedati rechava. What means that to the chava? That means he's an easygoing guy. Yeah, sure. He's always happy. You know, nothing phases him, nothing bothers him. Yes, okay, this is good. It's saying good. But me b'shulman lady, ko yimei oni ram, top of the yomit. Kol yemei aniran v'ikas shabbos v'yom toivim. What about Shabbos and Yontif? That's not roim, says Rishbam, because then the gaboim of the pushka in the town would go and give out monois umezoinois for the aniyim. So Nebuch, from Sunday to Friday, he struggled to go and get even a piece of bread. But Shabbos, he would go and get a piece of kugel, and maybe even some lakshin kugel, and potato kugel, and some cholim. So he should be happy, Shabbos and Yontif, because the gaboim give out greater amounts for Shabbos and Yontif. So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Kiddush Shmuel. And now you're going to tell me that Shmuel was a doctor. Damash Shmuel, Shinivazis, Tchilis, Choyli. That when you have this abrupt change from simple bread, cold bread, stale bread, and all of a sudden you're eating delicious kugel and cholim and whatever.
People after the war, who were liberated, they died when they suddenly had food.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Good example, unfortunately. Okay, so since we spoke about Inzra Tanakh, Inzra Mishlei, where it says, Kol Yemei Oni Roim, in the Bensira Sefer, because that was apocrypha or whatever they call it.
Apocrypha.
Apocrypha. Oh, shkoyach. Maybe it's apocryphal. Anyway, ksiv, b'sefer ben sira, kol yimei oni roim, ben sira oimer, af leilois b'shval gagim. B'shval gagim gagoy, memtar gagim legagoy. Oh, what does that mean? So, af leilois. Af leilois b'shval gagim. I don't have a copy of the ben sira. But anyway, he says, it's not only kol yimei oni roim, even at night. Now, the choyra, at night is no problem. When people are sleeping, they sleep, right? So you don't. When you're sleeping, you don't have that
dream. Darga.
You could have a bad dream, okay? But even people that are multimillionaires can have bad dreams.
Marbe dogger.
Thank you. Very good. It's kol yimei. So what we do without your area? Kol yimei oni roim. So ben tira im afalevis. Why b'shval gagim gagoy mimtar gagim li gagoy? Since he happens to be an oni, he's the poorest guy in town, and his house was shorter than everybody else's house. And assume that all of the houses were built like on the side of a hill, like at an angle. So the people that were rich had those nice, beautiful homes towards the top of the mountain. Oh,
sloped roofs.
Were sloped. Good. So now for
a pitch.
Terrace.
So what happens if it was a heavy, heavy rainfall? So it falls down from the oishes.
Got a water.
Goes down.
Right, it goes down like a waterfall. So it goes from the Oisha's roof, which was nicely paved and all the rest, and now it drips down onto the Oni's roof. And his Oni's roof, Nebuch, every single day he gets the rainfall always on him, and therefore eventually makes a hole and makes a leak. And so even at night, when he thinks that everything is fine, all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, he hears drip, drip, drip coming into the living room, coming into the bedroom.
They make a cistern and have water, and he can have the best of all worlds. Yeah. Nice mikvah. Yeah. That's a benefit. You have to look at the positive.
Yeah, but you have to have money for that too. Anyway, b'shval gagim gagoy memtar gagim legagoy. From the other roofs, the water comes down and drips on his gag and toitish. Broim horim karmoy. What does that mean? Miafar karmoy likromim, which means his kerem is the highest on the mountain, because it's, if you want it, tends to you, it's most distant. He has to go and travel a big distance all the way to the top of the mountain every time he wants to go in his kerem. Whenever there happens to be some sort of storm or storm wind that blows away some of the topsoil, it takes the topsoil away from his kerem and it blows it downwards to the other kerem. So therefore, this can happen even at night. It becomes imburis, and therefore, even at night, kol yemei, even at night, nebuch aflei lois b'shal gagim kakas. Mitchum, tomorrow we're going to talk about Sivloinus. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi Yisrael Zaki, Ben Zaki, Zin.